More than 10 people have been killed in some of the worst fighting for weeks in eastern Ukraine. The government in Ukraine says at least 7 soldiers died in clashes between the country's army and pro-Russian rebels. The fighting erupted despite an attempt to renew a ceasefire last month, as Connie Aegis reports.
The fighting in Ukraine may have fallen from the headlines, but the conflict is far from over. 10 people were killed overnight in some of the worst fighting eastern Ukraine has seen in weeks. More than 10,000 people have been killed since Russian-backed rebels sought independence from Ukraine in 2014. Serahi lives in one of the houses on the front line.
I was in the garden and heard incoming shelling. When the third shelling came into the house, I ran to the cellar. This saved me.
Rita's house was also hit by shelling.
We moved to another room because it's a bit quiet from that side. We were very lucky to have moved to another room.
An estimated 26,000 people live along the front line, which is referred to as the buffer zone. Tatiana Tikhona is the project coordinator at MSF and has been monitoring the country's ongoing humanitarian crisis.
Some villages within the buffer zone are affected by shelling and shooting on pretty much a daily basis. Water is a quite important need in the area. And then another need is education, because just like medical staff have left the region, also teachers have left the region.
Her colleague, Annalie Drosty, offers psychological support to people caught up in the conflict.
In an ongoing conflict, and not knowing when incidents are happening, also sometimes losing family members or neighbours or people out of community creates a lot of anxiety. For the children, I would say also that we know that in a lot of locations, people with small children, they try to go to safer places, so they moved. They try to understand the world, let's say, and they try to make sense out of everything which is happening. And it's much more difficult for them to really understand what is going on and why is it like this.
The conflict in Ukraine fell from the headlines after fighting in Syria and Iraq became the international community's priority. Ukraine's government and the NATO alliance accuse Russia of supporting the rebels with troops and weapons, but the Kremlin denies any involvement. The Obama administration and European Union imposed sanctions on Russia over its alleged role in the conflict, as well as the annexation of Crimea. President Trump hasn't been clear on the position his administration will take when it comes to Ukraine, but there's no mistaking where German Chancellor Angela Merkel stands.
We have learned in the past hours that the ceasefire is not existing. Ukrainian soldiers have been killed. So I have to say that the security situation along the contact line is worrying. According to the UN, more than 10,000 people have perished in this conflict. So it is of utmost importance that we do everything we can on this basis that we have, namely the Minsk Agreement, to achieve progress.
Her point was supported by Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko.
We will find sufficient arguments to encourage Russia to come to the negotiating table so that we can finally bring about a full implementation of the Minsk Agreement. If this is not the case, we believe the sanctions should not only be maintained, but if possible, need to be strengthened.
President Poroshenko will nervously wait to hear whether President Trump will join him and NATO in exerting pressure on Russia. While they wait, the fighting and humanitarian crisis rolls on.
Connie Aegis.